Jesus, how we long for you. Of all the Father's given us, Lord, you're our first love. We lift our hands unto the sky in sweet anticipation now, calling you from earth below, singing, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, don't delay. Return and steal your bride away. Our hearts are burning with desire to love the flame of holy fire. We're waiting, Lord, our eyes are fixed. Anticipation now, calling you from earth below, singing, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, don't delay. Return and steal your bride away. Our hearts are burning with desire, with love the blame. Lord, we know you're coming soon.
Well, good evening, folks. Glad to have you tuning in here on this eighth day of the month of April 2022. And here we are again, and we are going to do the devil some damage tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to do some damage to the kingdom of darkness, and we're going to exalt the kingdom of God. That's what we're here for, to see the kingdom of God show up, actually, is what we're going to do. And that's an awesome thing, to have Jesus show up, the Holy Spirit show up, the anointing. All right, well, we're going to get into a little bit of news here first, though, before we take off into this. Texas Governor Abbott plans to bus illegal aliens to the Capitol steps in District of Criminals as Biden ends Title 42 expulsions back to Mexico and wherever they came from. So that's going to mean they can't get them out anymore, and they're all just going to be allowed in. That's not a good thing, but so far, what good thing has this present, so-called president, not really my president, but yeah, he claims to be a president. And so anyway, this, what good have they done so far? Is there anything good that they've done for the nation? Is it all about the agenda? Yeah. Sean Fuchs had a rally in front of Disney's headquarters in California against Disney's woke politics, canceled Disney, and refused to accept the idea that corporations can, you know, push this woke politics on our children, someone said that about it. And so a flood of woke politics are being embraced by Disney, and families are canceling their Disney membership. And that's good. And now the New York Times got wind of the Christians standing up doing pushback against the liberal agenda, and now they're criticizing Christians. That's right, they're criticizing Christians. They did an article that criticizes us and condemns, you know, us getting involved against this these evil policies of these wicked people that are determined to bring down God, and they're anti-Christ, anti-American. Yeah, so anyway, praise God for these people standing up. And we didn't have a Disney account anyway, wouldn't want one. But those who do, I recommend getting rid of it, because they're just pushing this agenda, the LGBTQs, and all kinds of garbage stuff. Brazilian President Bolsonaro honors Christ. He honors Christ, the Redeemer statue, and says, well, we are a government that believes in God. And of course, the globalists hate this man, and they want to remove him from office, just like they wanted to remove Trump from office. They want him out too. So Dinesh D'Souza, if I pronounce his name right, Dinesh, reveals that Obama's shocking religious and political beliefs. And he said that, I'd call it third world liberation theology. It's not traditional Christianity, and he's fighting against the evil empire. And who is the evil empire? Well, of course, we know who that is. It's the United States. He basically hates America and is doing what he's doing to basically to bring down, destroy the America he knows and hates. That's sad. And of course, we know that he's one of the main powers here, between like when he showed up, made his visit to the Biden White House, and he and Biden was just ignored. Everybody gathered around Obama. So wonder who's running things there. Who the real puppet of the globalist is. Of course, we know that the other one's a puppet, but who else is being used by him? Colorado. Oh, my. Colorado legalized abortion up until the moment of birth. That's not going to go well for them. How do people just get away with sin and think that there are never going to be any consequences to murder? Well, yeah, they have legalized abortion up until the very moment of birth. And the law, the new law states that a fetus, an embryo, and a fertilized egg does not have independent or derivative rights under the law of the state of Colorado. Isn't that horrible? I say so. Man, We got another problem. Supposedly, according to the American Bible Society survey, finds, quote, an unprecedented drop in Bible reading in this country. That's a uh-oh there for sure. I mean, if one doesn't read the Bible, he's going to be deceived by Satan because he has no truth in him or her. If you're not putting the truth in, then the enemy has an easy target because you don't know what the truth is, and he can bring deception in very easily. And a lot of people are going to be deceived by Satan, so we need to stress the importance of the Word of God. Can't leave the Word of God out, folks. It's so important because that is our truth. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, but he said he magnified his Word above his name. So what does that do with his Word? Yeah. And so Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the ELCA, demands trans-identified bishop resign, who is a member of the ELCA. And they want to get him out because they don't approve of his transgender beliefs there and identifying as one. Yeah, Myanmar. Now, the military of Myanmar destroys 47 churches, human rights group says. 47 churches. They hate God, obviously. They are heavy persecutors of Christianity, just like China is. Yeah, look what China up to. New Chinese law bans the word Christ on social media, and they say it causes incitement. Incitement to what? To believe in something other than communism and the CCP? Yeah, and the new law also bans other religious words as well, probably Jesus being one of them. I don't know all the words because I didn't find out what all the religious words they're banning are, but probably Bible. Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We pray for our brothers and sisters in China, Lord. Protect them and give them freedom and liberty to worship you, Lord, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. Angel Studio points to a miracle after miracle after a legal battle with Disney and huge success of The Chosen. They're the producer of The Chosen. And because some families put up $10 million to fight the battle with Disney, because Disney has lots of high-powered lawyers and attorneys. And they won, though. They won. Praise the Lord for that. And they plan to work on 300 shows or movies over the next 5 years. So I'm sure they're putting out more Chosen series, too. I don't know, but I think I heard that somewhere. Yeah, they're working on that, but they had to stop and do these legal battles. Okay, let's see. What else do I want to share today? One more news item, and then we'll get on to the important stuff here, even though it's interesting to know these things. Conservative pastors criticize Fox News because they hired Caitlyn Jenner. You know, this is a man, not a woman, and he's coming on there as Caitlyn Jenner, a woman. And Fox News, not to be trusted. Christians need to wake up. They think Fox News is on the Christian side. There's some Christians that work there. I know that. But for them to hire Caitlyn Jenner to work for them, something's wrong there, you know, because, you know, what are they doing? They're not doing what the Bible says. They're not doing Christianity. They're doing something else. Getting behind an agenda that is very dark and evil and forbidden by the Lord. Anyway, praise God, here we are. And we're glad you're tuning in today, and we're going to get into it in just a minute, but we're going to pray first tonight as we open up the program. I'm going to pray for whatever the Lord puts on my heart as I pray. We'll just pray, okay? How about that? Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you that we could do this every week, and it's important that we do, Father. And I would never want to not pray. So important. And so, Father, we come into your presence in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just praise you and worship you and glorify you tonight, and thank you that you are the Lord of all, the Lord of hosts. Mighty are you, O God. We thank you for that tonight. We thank you that you're mighty in the midst of us because you dwell in the midst of us tonight. Thank you that you're dwelling in our spirit right now by the Holy Spirit. We're just honored that you would save us from our sins and our darkness that the enemy had us live in all these years before we got born again. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for the salvation, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that everyone in our house will be saved as well, Father. That means our relatives, Father. We pray for the relatives of our family, Father, that they would all be saved, Father, and come to know the truth, Father, and come out of their darkness, come out of their bondage, come out of their sins, Father. I know that so easy for so many to fall into sin, Lord, and they do. I was just talking to somebody on the phone this evening before I got on the air here. Saying is, can we just pray for forgiveness for our sins when we're doing them? And while we're doing them was the question. In other words, they're doing sin, and they want to know if they could pray while they're doing sin to be forgiven for the sin. Now, that's an interesting question. But, Lord, I thank you for just giving me the answer I gave them and trusting you that it was the right one, Father. And I pray for them, Father, if they are in sin right now, that, Lord, you bring them out of that and bring them to a place of where they confess their sins and quit doing it and not just doing it and then praying for forgiveness while they're in the midst of doing it and keep on doing it, Lord. That doesn't sound quite right to me. We need to hate sin, and I realize that people fall back into the same sin over and over again many times, but after they do it, they confess it and they get forgiven. But in the midst of doing it, do they get forgiven while they're still doing it? Why, if they don't quit at that moment that they confess it? Well, Father, I just thank you for forgiveness, Lord, for those who have fallen into some type of sin and they're continuing to do it and haven't been able to break the habit pattern yet and come out of it. Pray that they will come out of it in the name of Jesus, and the demon will go and they will be delivered from it, and they will not continue that habit the rest of their life or that pattern of sin the rest of their life, Father. We pray for a redemption from their sin, Father, that they will come out of that sin, whatever that is that they may be involved in. Many times I've seen people involved, Lord, in sexual sin that way and just repeating the same sexual sin over and over again, just falling into it and just not seemingly able to break out of it. Father, I pray for those that are in sexual sin tonight that they will be able to break out of it, that they will be able to walk free from it and not be bound to the spirits of lust and masturbation and pornography and those or adultery and fornication, Father. It's such a snare. It's a sin against their own body, you said. So, Father, we pray you deliver them from it, Father, and that they will not keep falling into the same trap. Even though you will forgive them, Lord, as many times as they ask forgiveness, it doesn't mean that we should just go sin because we'll be forgiven. You said that in your word. You said, God forbid that we do that, that we sin just because we could be forgiven. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that people will come out of their whatever habit or problem they have, whether it be a greed habit or just giving place to money lust repeatedly and coveting money and coveting what other people have. Lord, help them. Help them out of these things, whatever they may be. Maybe it's just apathy, Lord, that they're just, you know, just lethargic about the things of God, Father. That they would come out of that, Father, and be hungry and thirsty for the things of God. And, Lord, that they just have a consuming zeal for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for that as well, Father. We bind the enemy tonight in Jesus' name over this nation and tell him you're not going to have America. You're not going to have and take this country down. We break your control here. And we pray for move of God in America in Jesus' name, Father. And we break the power of darkness over America, Father. We pray people's eyes will be open and they'll have a hunger for the word of God, for prayer and for the things of God and for salvation and to know you, Lord. And, Lord, just pray for the feet of those that will bring good news. Pray for the laborers to go into the harvest, Father, and share their faith with people in Jesus' name, Father. And Lord, we thank you for moving in the program tonight. Thank you for the fresh oil, fresh anointing from above, Father. And we give you the glory for what you're going to do here tonight in Jesus' name. Bless every listener in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know their needs, Father. We ask you to meet their needs, Father. We meet their heart cry. Lord, provide for them abundantly above all they could think or ask, Father. Provide abundantly, Father, especially for the tithers, Father, that you would abundantly meet their needs and beyond their needs, Father, and abundantly above all they could think or ask, Father. In Jesus' name, bless them. Bless every listener, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to remove the straw man. Removing the straw man is the title tonight. If you're ready, we're going to get into this tonight, and we're going to blast the enemy. Hallelujah. And we're going to give you knowledge by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is going to give it to you because I'm just going to speak, and he's going to release revelation and understanding and knowledge as we share these things tonight. And so we just pray you got your seatbelts on, you're ready for takeoff, because here we go. So if your house is going to stand in these days, in these times, in these latter days that we're going to, if you're going to stand, we're going to have to make provision to stand. We're going to have it done all to keep standing, because I'm telling you, many are not going to keep standing. Their house will fall. Their palace will fall. Remember, demons think that we're their house, and they're doing all they can to get away with in your life, to make your house fail and fall into their hands so they can live out their miserable existence through you and I if we will let them get away with it. If they can get away with it, they're going to do it, folks, okay? If they can get away with it, they're going to do it. So we better get awakened in this time. And I don't mean woke. I mean awakened spiritually. You know, we don't need that demonic kind of wokeness. We need to be awakened and lift up our hands that have drooped down and get on fire and full of God. Let's start out with a scripture here, Luke 11:21. Let's go over there. Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth, and divideth his spoils. Listen to this. The strong man here, who is armed, is the devil that hold people. And they call it their palace or their house. Okay? And notice the devil is armed. He has his arms. And he has his wild, he has his deceitfulness, he has his treachery, he has his temptation, he has his evil, he has his subtlety. I mean, this speaks of Satan and his forces keeping a person in his control through his arms, through his strength, through his forces. That's right. He keepeth his palace. In other words, he guardeth you so that God doesn't get through and remove him and take his place there and rout him out of there and strip him of his armaments. Yeah, that's what he does. So a person is bound up until a stronger than he comes. A stronger than he comes along here. And a stronger one must come if a person is ever going to get his house back, his palace back, and his life back to what it should be, or if he's never had it the way it should be, he gets his life to where it should be, okay, or her life. So the stronger, notice what it says. It says the stronger than he will come upon him, who the devil and... Who's he gonna come upon? Who is it? The devil and his forces. Who is the stronger than he? Jesus in us. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Or the world's supposedly dominant force, the so-called God of this world, greater is he that's in us than the so-called God of this world. Than the world's dominant force that thinks he's the dominant force in this world. So, Jesus is in us. But a lot of don't recognize the power that's resident within you. But see now, one greater, one who is strong in the Lord and the power of his might comes along And we see Satan has a mighty force. He has his arm. But in Jesus, guess what? We are stronger and greater in force when we have Jesus. And we, in Jesus, come upon satanic forces with a devil-removing authority and greater power than Satan. And we remove that low life evil from us. Hallelujah. Amen. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. See, more than a conqueror. We not only conquer the enemy, but we're more than the conqueror. We're victorious through this thing. But we have to walk that way, and not many Christians are walking that way, right? But we need to walk that way, and we have the authority to walk that way. If we will take up our mantle of authority like Elisha, only we have a better kind of, but remember when Elijah went up into heaven, he dropped his mantle, and Elisha grabbed that mantle up and put it on the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And the water parted, and he went across on the dry land, right? I mean, listen, well, we have a mantle too. We have a mantle of the Holy Spirit anointing, and we need to believe in the power of our anointing, the power of God in us, and that we can disarm the enemy. We can plunder the house and remove those devils out of our house, out of our palace that we are. Amen? Amen. Praise God. See, we're more than conquerors. So you see here that Satan has the power to hold a person in his grips of bondage. But only through Jesus we have a greater power than Satan. But without Jesus, we don't have enough power to remove him, see? You know, there are people that practice trying to remove devils, but they're not very successful. They just move the devils around in a person's body. They won't leave them because they don't have Jesus, see? And they're no match for Satan without Jesus. The average human is no match for Satan if they don't have Jesus in them. But the average human with Jesus is more than a match for the devil, and he can strip him of his armor and plunder his house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can remove them forces of evil. But who does that? Who does this today? Anyway, how many fail to do this today to their enemy who holds their palace under their control? And they may not even know that their palace is under the control of evil. But it is. It is. Let's read this again. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, His goods are in peace. But when a stronger, then he shall come upon him. Hallelujah. We will come upon the enemy with a fervency and overcome him. Authority. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He takes all those demons that he trusted to get the job done. Amen. Hallelujah. So where is the palace guard? At this time that we live in today, where is the palace guard in Christians today? I believe our church, you know, the church, which we are all part of, the church of the living God, is standing at a crossroads in history right now. I mean, many generations have stood at crucial and critical points, but, you know, none of them have stood where we're at the end of the present age that we're standing here at and watching it take place before our eyes, all these things that are prophesied of in the Bible. And there's more to happen, too, that hasn't happened yet. But, you know, there's going to be a church, a group of people with not only the Word of God in their mouth, but in their hands and their heart and their lifestyle, and, yes, even in their bones. That's right, even in their bones, which is the foundation that everything hangs on of your body, right? So, and it says in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, let's read that. It says here that, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing. I could not be quiet," in other words, could not be silent about Jesus anymore. I mean, he's in my bones. I can't be quiet about Jesus. He shut up in my bones. I mean, we got to let that fire come out to others. See, when the Word of God gets in our bones, we can't be silent. We cannot not walk in our authority. If we're burning like the fire of God is burning in our bones, what are we going to do? See? We must be about the Father's business, right? We must be the ones that come again upon Satan to remove him, right? Come upon him suddenly and get him out of there. Will you be that people? Will you be that church, mighty church of God? See, in the Old Testament, the Lord's plan to use Israel. It was the Lord's plan to use Israel to speak and to and exemplify himself to all the other nations around Israel. Israel was to live by a different standard from the nations around it, the heathen nations, the ungodly nations that lived around it, the ungodly people that lived around it. Their lifestyle, Israel, their lifestyle, their morality, their economy, their economics, their government, it all was to be a witness of the Lord. It was all to bring people to him to see what the Lord has done for this nation. But the problem was they didn't do that, did they? In fact, they lusted after the lifestyle of the ungodly, and they lusted after the things that they had, and they even got bitter at God because they thought that the others had, these other heathen nations had more than they do. And similarly, the church today is supposed to have standards which are different from those around us. We're to be different morally, economically, spiritually, and mentally, and these differences are to open the way to reveal Jesus to this lost world that lives around us. But, you know, Israel failed to be that godly influence, just like the church today, Christians today, have failed and joined themselves to this culture, this ungodly culture, this age that we live in, more than to Jesus. That's right. They joined themselves more to this age than they have to Jesus. I'm disappointed in that. We have to love the Lord with all of our heart and love not the world. The world and its system and its rulership, which is Satan and his forces, we don't love that. In fact, we're to hate evil. Yeah. But see, Israel did the same thing, joining themselves to the heathen, joining themselves to the culture around them. And then they even got bitter at God and acted like God was keeping something from them. So they started worshiping the same God that the cultures around them worship. There's not a lot of the church doing that too, worshiping the same gods as materialism and mammon, money, and sex, and all these different things that people chase after. Yeah. So it's the same at the present time in America as it was then, in a way, in many ways. You know, Israel is the type of you know, and the church in America is a type of Samuel's time back then in the Bible. In fact, let's go over and look at Samuel's time just a minute. Go to 1 Samuel here. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. It says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days." In other words, it was rare in those days. And there was no open vision. So people aren't getting real visions from God, and although a lot of them claim to. Does that sound familiar too? And when Samuel came on the scene, there was very little widespread revelation from God, very little prophetic, true prophetic word. And you say, no way now. People say God said this, God said that today. So how does this compare to them? Right, people say. So-called prophets, self-proclaimed prophets say, the church are saying much, the prophets are saying much, the so-called prophets are saying much, but God is saying less than they are. Yeah, and I believe God is saying a lot less than we say that he is, but he's also saying a lot more than we want to hear a lot of times. And again, I'm not saying there are no true prophets today. There certainly are some. But not as many as would like to think that they are, okay? And there are some accurate, but many are and have been wrong. A lot of things that they've said was going to happen hasn't happened. Okay, and it should have already happened by now. So what's up with that? Okay. You know, we have our pillow prophets, our prophecy boys, our prosperity propagators, and our heresy hunters, and they all say, God told me this, God told me that, right? Yeah, but where's the true word of the Lord? What is God really saying? Well, what God is really saying, most Christians don't want to hear. I just have to be honest here. I don't believe that most Christians really want to hear exactly what God is really wanting to say to them. And therefore, they've shut their ears to that kind of thing, and they don't seek that kind of prophet. They seek the prophet that, you know, having itching ears, the Bible says, in the last days. So let's go to 1 Samuel 1 now. Look at verse 2. 1 Samuel 1. Verse 2, and he had two wives. A certain man of called Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, okay? And so he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. You know the story of Hannah, how she wanted a baby so bad. And the name of the other was Peninnah. Okay, I think that's how you pronounce it, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave Peninnah his wife and all her sons and her daughters portion. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. In other words, Peninnah, she was always mocking Hannah and picking on Hannah because she was childless and wasn't able to bear a child yet. And so as Elkanah did, he went up year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Who provoked her? Who provoked Hannah? Peninnah, right? Peninnah. She provoked her. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? And so here we see Elkanah was a type of the Heavenly Father. He was the husband of two wives. Each wife is a type. Peninnah, a type of the world that is skeptical, cynical, and persecutes the other wife, Hannah, which is a type of the true church. And both of them are loved. God so loved the world that he gave, right? But Hannah is loved dearly because she has and gets the double portion. She's born again, see? The Lord loved the world, right? Peninnah. But he gives life, rain, and sunshine to them, but there's a special relationship with a born-again person, with the church, with his church, his true church. Peninnah, you know, can speak the bitter truth. The American church is barren, right? And she spoke here, well, you're barren, Hannah. You can't bear a child. You know, you're barren. You're not producing. And the Lord allowed the mocking of Peninnah to provoke the people of God just way the same way that the same kind of intercession that Hannah made to the Lord. She cried out to God, and God heard her, gave her a child, right? Samuel. Hannah's womb was closed until she became so desperate for a son, so desperate for that child that she would give him back to the Lord. And she did when he was born. She gave Samuel and took him to the temple and left him there when he was 12 years old. See, when the gift or calling is very big, precious and important and significant to a person, but then the Lord, you know, he calls for a holy determination, a holy desperation before he can entrust us with the gift, with the things of God, with the callings and things of God. Holy desperation, holy determination has a way of purifying our motives. See, when we get to that place and we go before God like Hannah, who was desperate, for that child, tired of being mocked, and he was determined to hear from heaven, determined to have God show up. And probably a lot of what you think is so horrible that it might be going on in your life right now, it may be God is using to deal with you. Maybe it's selfishness that he wants out of you, and you don't want to get rid of it. You say you do, but when he really puts a finger on the root of that selfishness, you didn't think that would be that he would do it that way, that he would deal with you that way, did you? But Lord, you know, let up, you know, I don't want that. I really don't want to get rid of that bad, huh? Or maybe it's pride. Penina was like the grain of sand that irritates the oyster so that it creates a pearl. You know, that little grain of sand gets in there and irritates that oyster until that pearl is formed. And we are the pearl of great price that Jesus gave everything for us. Yeah, but don't say I rebuke you, Penina. You have the devil. Instead, let it draw you near to God. Let it draw you in. Some of these things that happen in our lives, you know, sometimes they happen. Now, I'm not saying what the devil does, but I'm just saying some persecution sometimes, which the devil does do that, can be used for God to draw us in, or some other things that happen in our lives, God can use them to draw us in, even though he may not have been the author of them, he may use them. You know, but he's not using the devil, but he's using what happened to you to draw you in. Now, let me say this also. Sometimes we cling to relationship with people that we keep going, you know, this relationship, we keep it going out of guilt sometimes or responsibility. Or maybe we think that we're supposed to for some reason, or we're afraid of offending them if we cut it off. And yet God's been trying to get us out of that relationship for a long time, to separate us from them. You've grown past them, and they're just a hindrance to God's purposes for your life. You need to examine that with some people that you have a relationship with. Sometimes you shouldn't even be in that relationship anymore, if you know what I'm talking about. Abraham and Lot is a good example. Okay? Abraham had all kinds of problems because he brought Lot along, and he should have left him back there at his homeland. He shouldn't have brought Lot along. God didn't call Lot out. He didn't call Abraham to bring his father either. He told Abraham to go. He didn't tell him to bring on everybody that he wanted to bring. And see, a lot of what we cling to back then, it is back then, we have a lot problem. Stuff from back home before we answered the Lord's call to get born again and to go to a place like Abraham where we'd never gone before, right? To leave the familiar, the past, and step out into a life of faith, right? And to walk by faith, but to be born again and walk like Jesus walked. But Abraham didn't fully obey. See, he took Lot along. He took some of the past stuff along. He wasn't supposed to bring Lot along. Is there still a strong man in your palace from the past? Strong man in your house from the past? You want your cake and to eat it too? I mean, you brought along some lots. Some lots. Yeah. Maybe it's some fearfulness or some lust from the past or some bitterness or some unforgiveness or some jealousy. Or some of the same old pride you were used to before you got saved. See, what did you bring along from yesterday before Christ, B.C.? See, Lot was a problem. And if you bring Lot along, you're going to have to, you know, have a lot of problems there too. Because Jesus said, leave that familiar place. And some people are holding on to their old music, their old music CDs, their old ungodly music plays when they drive in their car, when they ought to be praising God and focusing on the things of God and keeping their mind set on him, their heart set on the Lord. They listen to all ungodly music driving that car down the road, man. Got their arm up on the seat, just strutting with that old ungodly music, yeah, thinking that's cool. That ain't cool. That ain't cool in God's kingdom, okay? A lot of Christians are stuck there, and they brought Lot along. and you need to let Lot go, okay? Genesis 12, let's read verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. And Abraham, verse 4, departed as the Lord spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. What? Well, he just added something here. What's up with that? See, Lot wasn't supposed to go. He didn't tell him to take Lot. God said, leave that land of familiarity and follow me. He didn't say, bring all this baggage with you. When he called you to be his, he didn't tell you to bring your baggage with you. He didn't tell you to bring all that Lot stuff with you. But yeah, he brought Lot, and we bring stuff too. And thus, you know, there must be a cleansing and a purging of the strong man that's in the palace that's armed up and holding the house in his hand. That's us. See, our body and soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and the flesh there is involved through there, has strong men. That's right, after our calling. That's right, he's after our calling. He's after our new life in Christ. And he doesn't want us going to the land of promise of which we are on the journey to. He doesn't want us going there. He doesn't want us walking in that authority. He doesn't want us to strip him of his armor and remove the strong man from the house. No, no. There are some hindrances, some Lots, some demonic junk that must be removed, folks. We just had to bring Lot along with us. Abraham just had to bring him. And we had to bring him too. No, we just had to have some familiarity items from the past. Our generational stuff, you know, from mom and dad, generational curses, generational spirits from grandpa and grandma. We just had to have to continue to curse. Oh, yeah. After all, it's been in the family for generations. Oh, you really want that stuff, that Lot stuff, that Lot of darkness? You really want to carry that with you? Into the glory, into the promised land that God's given us to walk into. Amen. There's a promised land living on this earth right now before Jesus comes too. See, that we should be living in and walking in. Amen. And it's little by little that we go into the land. But thank God we're going into it and we're possessing it. But God didn't say bring Lot. We wouldn't have had a Moab if Abraham had obeyed God, and Moab was cursed. And you would know that if you read your Bible, that Moab was accursed. The whole thing came out of being cursed, out of Lot and his daughters. Yeah, and that's another story. But now back to this. God has given the people of God a double portion of his grace, despite our faults and our barrenness and our failures and our worldliness and all of that. But all of the world's wealth is not going to take, you know, all of that, all of the world's wealth is not going to take away that inward yearning to be closer to God. You can have everything the world has to offer, but you know, you're just not going to be satisfied until that inward yearning to have more of God is fulfilled and to bear that true spiritual fruit of the Holy Ghost living inside of you, that to come forth. It's like Hannah was not satisfied until she bore the fruit of her womb. The Christians today is now also coming at a place where all else, including all that this world has, means very little. We need to come to that place. The church is becoming desperate for the fruit that the church is created to bear. We are created to bear fruit of the Holy Spirit. Manifest the Holy Spirit in our lives. And God is turning his people about to hunger and thirst for him and not all these other things that people spend so much time chasing after. And it's okay to have things, all right, but not okay for things to have you and to control you. The devil will hold his palace by that of the flesh for things, the stuff of this world and the people of this world, people of this world, right? But hey, God's turning us toward him He's calling us to four things here. Number one, he's calling us to intimacy like never before. We need to be close to Jesus like never before. How are we going to walk through these days and these times if we don't have a relationship, a deep, deep relationship with Jesus? I tell you, I get up every morning, and Jesus is many times before I even get out of the bed, I'm already in fellowship and communion with Jesus. I'm already talking to Jesus. He's talking to me. You know, he doesn't talk to me all the time, but he talks to me many times as I'm in there communing with him in the bed before I even get out of the bed. But when I get up out of the bed, then I go and pray and read my word, the word of God. See, I have a relationship with him, and you need to be building that relationship with him yourself. If you don't have that relationship, you need to get in there and pursue a relationship. Pursue an intimate, close relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the Father. This is important like never before. This is an important hour that we're living in the latter days here. If we don't have that, what are we going to do? John 17:26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. See, Jesus is in us, and the love with which the Father loved Jesus is in us also. But we need to have the revelation of it. We need to have some understanding about it, and we don't get it by never spending time with the Lord. We get it by spending time with him. So intimacy, like never before, needs to be built. This is a holy call from the Father. Are you becoming more desperate for the Lord, for more determined for the Lord, to have a holy hunger for him, more hungry for him than winning the lottery number, having a winning lottery number, or that new house, or that new used car, new car, whatever, that new relationship? Some people get so infatuated and caught up in any new relationship they have, especially with the, you know, with the opposite sex. Oh my, look, I've got this girlfriend, this boyfriend now. That just takes the place of God altogether. Or that new house, or that whatever it may be. You know, I believe Jesus' prayer will be answered before he comes. What did he pray? I just read it to you. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them as well. Amen. Is that being answered in your life yet? Oh, yeah. Maybe not in all Christians, but for those with a holy determination, a holy desire for intimacy with him, they'll get it. Number two is purity. Purity. Revelation 19, there must be purity. Revelation 19:7-8 says here, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. See, we're clean and white, and we're his wife that has made herself ready. So purity, the bride will make herself ready. Be ye holy as he is holy, right? And many people have missed this and have read, well, be ye worldly as those around you are worldly. That's what a lot of the church thinks. Be like the neighbor. You know, keep up with the Joneses, keep up with the Wilbers next door or whoever, you know. Yeah. And they're chasing after worldly lust rather than holiness before the Lord, to be holy as he is holy. And he does that in us for those who want it to be done in them. And the first word that God spoke to Samuel, Hannah's son, was a word of judgment against corrupt leadership that was there running the temple. Eli's son, Hophni and Phinehas, man, they were misusing their authority. They were carnal. They were worldly. They were lustful. They were sleeping with the women when they came to the temple. They were doing all manner of perversion, what much worse than that, you know. There are many who carry these same demons today, who use their positions of authority in the churches or in ministry. Yeah, to further their own selfish agendas and purposes and deceptions that they're walking in. and building their own kingdom instead of the Lord's kingdom. And I've seen it happen over and over. I've seen them building their own kingdoms when they should be building the kingdom of God, not building up for themselves. But we see it happen. And I've met them, and I've talked to them, and I've had them, you know, even come to our church and minister and realize what they were about before. And saying, that's not good, okay? Because it's not good. That's demonic, in fact. And it's sin. So don't be discouraged if you see God's judgment come up from selfish leaders and others in the body who think they're getting away with their sin. The sons of Eli continued a long time without their sin being dealt with, but eventually it came and they died. They were wiped out. And I've seen some die that they didn't deal with their pride. They didn't deal with stuff. Remember what the word says, your sin shall find you out. Can't hide from it forever. You can't avoid, you know, and we look at all these people in the world. Why aren't they reaping what they've sowed? You know, we don't have to as a Christian, but those people that are in the world, they should be reaping what they sow because they're under the law. And we're not under that law, but the world is under it, and they will reap what they sow whenever it comes. It's coming, and if it's not, we may not be seeing it happen, but it may be happening, and you just don't see it or don't hear about it because they don't want it known. What they're going through. That's true, too. Number three, unity. You know, God won't come right now because the church is too busy attacking each other right now. Where is the unity of the faith? Where is the unity of the brothers and sisters? Not that we all are going to agree on every teaching. You know, that's not necessary. That's not the issue of our unity, okay? Every little thing we believe, you know, is not going to affect the issue of unity. I mean, some people believe this, some people believe that, and it's not necessarily wrong, but it's not necessarily, you know, the right way, but it's still, you know, that's not going to keep you from having unity. But the enemy is in the house. He's in the church, too. He's in the palace, your house, your palace. And our brothers and sisters' palaces and houses, too. So where are those walking in the stronger than the strong man anointing? Where are those at? I mean, look at the ones bound by devils today. Yeah. So where are the ones that are walking in the strength of the Lord against the enemies that they have? An evil strong man that's armed with lies and deception and a false anointing of darkness, a deceiving charisma like many in Hollywood and in Washington District of Criminals and in the cult and in the false religion of the world. There's so many deceptions, so many lies, so many things that Satan has. He even has these false anointings that are not God. The Bible said he appears an angel of light and his ministers as the servants of God, but they're not. Just because they appear some way doesn't mean they are, right? You could appear and have the appearance of something like those two men that appeared as Secret Service agents, but they were not Secret Service agents. They were just imposters masquerading, and they got arrested for impersonating federal officers. But they were Jill Biden's on her team and the so-called vice president team too, and they infiltrated and were in there. Now, Matthew 8:28. Let's read another verse here. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tomb, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. Notice it said two, not one, by the way. But coming out of the tomb and out of the realm of death, they came. Out of the realm of death and darkness, they came. And these LGBTQs and lying, deceiving you, and would not let anybody pass by unless they, you know, gave them affirmations, and the cult and the false religion and the Hollywood, they all come out of the realm of death, hell, and darkness. But notice, too, they're exceeding fierce. They're intimidating. They're hard to stand up to. so that no man could pass them. They have a great power, but guess what? If you walk in the power and the authority that is able to remove the strong man, you can deal with these things, right? You can deal with those that are controlled by the devil, too, okay? But they did have an exceeding force. It said it was exceeding fierce so that no man might pass that by that way. Nobody can get past their lies and deception. And this tells us that unless God's people walk in the stronger than he or stronger than the devil's anointing, because the devil has an ungodly, unholy anointing, and we have the holy anointing, which is way stronger than the devil's anointing, okay? When we walk in it, when we walk that way, talk that way, act that way, live that way, when you walk in that stronger than the devil's anointing, you aren't going to get, if you don't walk in it, you aren't going to get past those devils in the culture today, for they are exceeding fierce, and they keep people bound from getting past them and their death agendas and their death anointing, and that anointing of darkness that they carry, that anointing of evil that they carry is a very strong anointing. But hallelujah, we have a stronger anointing. We have a heavenly anointing from light, and light is stronger than the dark any time. Amen. Amen. Yeah, they're exceedingly fierce, and they keep people bound, and they keep people, you know, under guilt and condemnation because they don't agree with their agenda, so they beat them up and stuff. But, hey, we need to come in the anointing of the life of God and come upon him and remove them. Just like we read, a stronger man comes upon them and removes the devil. We must have the might of God spoken of in Scripture, that we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, we're not strong in the power of our might. We're strong in the power of his might. See, and we come in with a stronger anointing, a devil-removing anointing. See? Oh, yes. And we have the might of God. That's right. We have the authority of God's rule, and we need to bring it. The authority of God's rule into battle. We need to bring the authority of God's might and the authority of God's kingdom upon those devils, upon them devils, and they get removed. Like Jesus said, look at Matthew 12:28. It says here, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house or their palace, and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Hallelujah. So what do we need to do? If we're going to remove the strong man, we've got to come into power and authority and bind the strong man. A lot of people don't get anywhere because they don't bind the strong man up. They don't break his control and bind him up, see? He's got to be bound so he can no longer hold the palace in his grip by his arms, and then we strip him out of all his arms, of all his families of demons, which there are many demon families and many demons in a family. We strip him. We strip him naked, and we remove him. Amen. In Jesus' name. We spoil the strong man, the one who is strong and armed, but we come with stronger. We come in with the stronger one. We come in with the power of God's might. We come in with the kingdom of God. When we start casting out devils, just like Jesus did, it says the kingdom of God shows up. See? Hallelujah. Did you see that? Did you see that? But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. The kingdom of God shows up when we come casting out devils. So we're called as Christians to spoil the house of devil. What is spoiling the house or the palace anyway? Well, it's removing the devils in that house. And we need to bind and remove. Bind and remove. Bind means to chain up, to tie up through God. Amen. Through God. Yeah, and then we spoil the house. What does spoil mean? It's diapazo, diaparzo, I mean pazo in the Greek, and it means to plunder, to seize the house, seize the palace from our enemy, seize it from the straw man. Take charge of the house instead of letting them control the house. So we plunder the house. We clean out the house from these wicked things and possess the house, the palace. We possess it. We take it from the strong man and we put the authority of a stronger strong man in the house in place of this wicked devil. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then there can be unity, right? Look at Psalms 133. Because Christians are fighting with each other and struggling and strife and division and bitterness comes in and every evil work, it says in James, because the demons are there, right? The Bible says worldly, fleshly, and devilish, right? That's what it says, devilish. In James, remember that scripture? I have to go look it up here. Wasn't planning to, but, you know, it comes to my mind. So go ahead and find it real quick if I can, see? Yeah. I don't want to waste time, though, finding it if I can't just sort of look right to it, and I might not be able to. So, all right, I'm not going to take the time here, but let's continue on here. Psalm 133, let's go over there and read that. Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. There the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So where there's unity, he commands the blessing. God will loose blessing as we learn, as we can dwell in unity. If we remove that which is worldly, sensual, and devilish that is spoken of, that means demonic. That means the demons are in there. Then when they get to the devilish part, means that there's a bunch of demons in the people. Okay? So the world, they need to see the church in unity. And boy, that's one thing they haven't seen, is it? John 17, let's go over there. John 17. Well, we got so many denominations. What does that mean? It means divided, right? The Bible says a divided house is not going to stand. John 17:20. We can't be divided, folks. We need to be all walking as one blood, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one Holy Spirit. John 17, verse 20, 21. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which them also which shall believe on me through their word. Well, that would be us. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one. See, there is the unity of God. See? There it is. Described. Good. Jesus does that. Jesus does that for us, as we, you know, break the grip of these strong men spirits, right? Then we can come into unity. We'll all be one. As the Father is in Christ, Christ is in us. Amen. And the glory which he gave to Jesus, the Father gave to Jesus, he gave to us. That we might be one. See, the glory brings us into that oneness too. See, number four, finally, power. Power. Let's talk about power. Our gospel came not to you, Paul said, in word, but in power. So we got to say, where is the power today? If the gospel's not coming in power, something's lacking. I'm telling you, the ministry of deliverance, you see power. You see, I've seen so much of the power of God, so much more than many, many ministers have ever seen just by being in the ministry of deliverance for 38 years, right? I've seen the power of God manifest over and over and over. And miraculous things and signs and wonders and people being delivered from all manner of wickedness, all manner of strong men. And houses being plundered. For years I've watched it take place. And some Christians, they've never even seen one miracle, never even seen one sign and wonder. But deliverance is a sign and a wonder. Deliverance is definitely seeing God at work, definitely seeing the power in action. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So the works that Jesus did, we're going to do them works too, okay? Those works too. That's what he just said. That's what he just said. I just read it to you. Amen? So power. Our gospel came not in word, but in power, in dunamis, where we get the word dynamite from. Where is the power of the church? Where is the power of the Christians today? When the church people get really holy determination to have it, they'll have it. But until then, they're not walking in it, a lot of them. I mean, the church is scorned and ridiculed and oppressed by the world just like Israel was. The world doesn't hear or respect much of the church today because the awesome power and presence of God is no longer found in the midst of her. For too long, the church has substituted programs, bingo games, and all kinds of foolishness for power and ritual for purity. What's wrong here? Something's wrong. Something's not flowing as it ought to flow. See, somebody's not walking in the Holy Ghost today, in the Father today. The world wasn't fooled, and God wasn't fooled by this, okay? Only the church people fooled themselves in thinking that fellowship is godliness. No, fellowship is not godliness. Hanging out with other Christians doesn't make you godly, okay? Hanging out with Jesus does. People think, well, if we had a hot luck. We had a church dinner, and now we're godly. No, all you did was fellowship with other believers, and that's wonderful, and we need to do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, that does not take the place of time alone with Jesus, time alone in the Word of God. It does not take the place of that. And if you're thinking of getting together with a bunch of church people is something spiritual, and it is spiritual to some degree, surely, but it's not taking the place of your own time with Jesus. Because you answer for you. They don't answer for you. You know, they don't stand before God and say, what did you do about my son so-and-so, Timothy or Ricky or Josie or whatever, you know. No, you answer for you. What did you do about Jesus when you stand before him? What did you do? Well, I fellowship with other believers, my brothers and sisters. Well, but did you ever spend time with me? No. Why not? Well, I was too busy fellowshipping with other believers. And don't get me wrong, we need to fellowship with other believers. Forsake not the assembling together, but that's not fellowship. Okay, the fellowship is communion, you know, just getting together, having church dinners or, you know, having talks with other believers and talking about stuff and what's going on in the world, all that stuff. But that does not take the place of time with Jesus. And some people think it does. And that's just not accurate. I don't believe it is anyway, according to my knowledge of the word. Hallelujah. But the world wasn't fooled and God wasn't fooled, but Christians have been fooled, but that's got to change. Okay? It's got to change. And will it change with you and in your life? See, God is raising up a now army of Christians. That's right, a right now type of army, even of Christian leaders. And from these, surely there's going to come forth those who are going to build. And they're going to build an anointed church, an anointed church for his glory, such as the world has never seen before, right, since the early church. And may even go beyond the early church to some degree. I don't know. We'll find out. Amen? Amen. And we need to come to a life of intimacy, purity, unity, and power. Amen. Those four things need to take place in our life. Intimacy, purity, or holiness before the Lord, unity and power. We need to humble our proud, selfish selves and become obedient to our God. I mean, there's just still too much pride in most of us. We all still need to get deliverance, all right? And humble ourselves and come before him and become totally dependent on him. Totally the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, totally dependent on him. Even though we're sons and daughters, we're also servants of the Lord. Amen? Are you so enslaved by yourself, by selfishness and self. Hey, it's time to be loose from that slavery. His word's going to have to become a fire in your bones. It's going to have to be a fire in them there bones, right? Where is that fresh fire anointing? If you're not walking in it, you need to be crying out to walk in it. You need to get hungry. If you're not hungry, no wonder you're not walking in it. That's the one step number one is get hungry. And you won't get rid of the straw man if you're not getting hungry either. You got to get hungry for that deliverance. You got to get determined to be delivered. You got to get determined to take your palace back from the straw man who thinks he has his armor set up, which is all his demons, all his lust, all his ungodliness, and all his wicked spirits of worldliness and greed and unforgiveness, bitterness and anger and generational spirits and on and on. He got his armor in there. We got to strip him of his armor and plunder the house. Amen? You know how. I just told you tonight. But you're not going to get rid of the strong man until you're getting hungry. So many are satisfied with the status quo. That needs to go, man, the status quo. You can't stay where you were 10 years ago when you got born again. No, you're supposed to be growing. You don't see any 10-year-old baby still sucking on a pacifier, got their thumb in their mouth, sucking away on it. No, no. When you've been born again 10 years, there ought to be some level of maturity. There ought to be something. You ought to be past where you were when you were a baby Christian, when you were 3 months old or 6 months old as a Christian. But a lot of Christians aren't. They're still just sucking on a bottle. And Paul said the same thing. You know, I couldn't feed you with meat because you aren't ready yet. Right? He's trying to bring them meat, but he couldn't bring them meat because you're still sucking on milk, you know? Well, come on now. We need to get past the milk, folks. And that's not a put down to anybody. It's just time to grow. Just time to grow. There comes a time when we can't stay babies any longer. You might want to be a baby. It might be nice to have that nurturing and the special cuddling and all that stuff. But, hey, it's time to grow. You can't stay a baby forever. That's not natural. That's not the way God created things. Babies grow up. Christians grow up. Christians mature. Hallelujah. Everything remains the same, and the devil likes it just like that. Well, no, we don't want to keep it the same. No one rocks the boat. We can't have no boat rockers around here, but we need to get a rock the boat anointing, a change the status quo, and bring the King of Kings and the Kingdom of God in and remove the strong man anointing over us and remove that strong man and with his ungodly anointing that he has and with a godly anointing, bring in the godly anointing, the heavenly anointing, the Kingdom of God anointing, and get those devils out of there. Remove the demon from your palace. Your house of devils must be removed. Amen? From your house. And it must be made your house, not a bunch of demons' house. This is not the devil's palace. It's our palace. It's God's palace. Bind Satan and start cleaning out the house. Bind Satan, start cleaning out the house. Amen? Everyone has a palace. But everyone that the enemy claims as his palace. And he is armed and dangerous and a true adversary, okay? But we're armed too. At least if you wake up and get the knowledge, you're armed too. And you have a heavenly anointing, not a dead anointing, not a death anointing, not a darkness anointing like the devil does. We have a greater anointing than the devil, see? So bind Satan and start cleaning out the house. Amen? Everyone has demons. Everyone in their palace has demons, okay? But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down of strongholds or strong men as well. That's right. And those who have taken our palaces by force. Yeah, they're strong and they're armed, but you know what? We in Jesus are stronger and better armed as well. I mean, we are not facing this enemy as some little weak, impotent, powerless little force here. No, no, no. We come with the kingdom and the full power and authority of the kingdom of heaven and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit backing us up with the Holy Spirit, right, living in us at the very time of it. See, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, and we do, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. The kingdom of God is showing up. And if the kingdom is come unto you, then we come upon the forces of that strong man and overcome them in Jesus' name with mighty weapons that are not carnal or of the realm of the flesh or of the realm of darkness, which is what carnal means, the realm of the flesh. It means carnal means fleshly. No, our weapons are above that realm. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're greater. And we need to come in that anointing. And some of you have tried coming, but you haven't come in your heavenly anointing. And it's time that you do. And you're going to see results. But of the heavenly, of the Spirit, right? Coming in with the Spirit, above and beyond this world. Above and beyond the spirit of this world, it too. Beyond the world of darkness. We bring in the power of heaven, the power of the heaven, of the kingdom, and blast the inferior strong man with the greatest strong man in the universe, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What strong man can stand up against him? What strong man can keep a palace when you come in with the Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the universe? Who is going to be able to stand against the Most High God? What devil can do that? Not when we come with that kind of anointing. And a lot of people don't come with that kind of anointing. They don't believe they have that kind of anointing. And they don't believe it, so they don't walk in it. But you can walk that way. You can walk in the heavenly anointing. In Jesus' name. Do it. Do it. Don't just hear about it. Start doing it. Right? What good is me doing all this talking and having this program if nobody's going to listen and operate in this? Right? We bring the power of heaven. We have the power of heaven. So quit exalting your devils that are not too big for your God. They are not too big for your God. They are not too big for God. They are not too big for Jesus. All these Christians I've ministered to, a lot of them over the years, they're deviled. Oh, we can never get delivered. You know, this devil's so strong. He's doing this to me, doing that to me, doing this to me, doing that to me. Oh, my, he's so strong. I prayed and nothing happened. I cast out and nothing happened. Well, see, because you believe your devil's so much stronger than the heavenly anointed. You believe the strong man's so big. You believe his armor is so strong, you can't get through it. You can't get those demons out of there. You can't plunder the house because you've exalted the one that's in the house. You think he's stronger than he is, and he's not so strong as you think he is, folks. So quit exalting them devils and instead exalt your God. He's way greater than any of them. You believe that and live that way and act that way and talk that way. In fact, that the only way that we should live, folks, fearless and full of faith, fighting the good fight of faith, the faith of God. We walk in it. We talk it. We act it. We live it. We express it. It is who we are, the faith of God. Amen, of which Jesus is the author and finisher of. So if Jesus is the author and finisher of it, it is powerful. And yet it's important that we wield the sword with the empowerment of our anointing. We wield the sword with the empowerment of our anointing. Let's, you know, we need to have a sharp two-edged sword in our hand and the high praises of God in our mouth. And then we are a terror to the enemy. He doesn't want you praising God. He doesn't want you walking around in high praises. He's afraid of the high praises. It makes him so uncomfortable and miserable. He don't want to even be in that place. He doesn't want to even be around you when you're doing the high praises of God. Those demons are subdued, the ones that you still have. They're subdued when you just keep the high praises going out of your lips. Because God inhabits the praises of his people, and that's another story for another time, but that's another teaching for another time. But still, I'm telling you, keep those high praises going, the fruit of your lips. Let's make our lips fruitful. Amen. Instead of just eating fruit all the time with those lips, start making your lips fruitful and start praising God and worshiping him, putting those high praises. The praises are high when they go into the high places. See? They're real praise. They're going high. They're going up into the high places of God, and he is being worshiped and honored and glorified, and we are making him the Lord of our life with our praises. You don't praise what you don't adore. You don't worship what you don't serve. See? A lot of people are serving the devil, and they worship the devil by looking at his material all the time and feeding on his lust material, his carnal fleshly material, his mammon material, right? Loving money, the love of money, the root of all evil, not having money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And a lot of people love money. A lot of Christians love money. That's right. I've talked to people that just openly admit they love money. And they're doing whatever they can to get it. And they're Christians. Something's wrong there. Mammon's got a hold of him. He's got his hook in there. Somebody needs to bring a stronger anointed in there. And rout out that strong man and his armor of mammon and all those other money spirits. Amen. Folks, I mean, we're talking real life here. Amen. So praise God. Praise God. It's important that we wield the sword with the empowerment of our anointing, the high praises in our mouth, and a two-edged sharp sword in our hand. That's how we go into battle, right? That's how we rout out this strong man. Thank you, Jesus, for this word tonight, Father. We thank you for it. There's such truth here, such powerful things that can wreak havoc on the enemy. If God's people will take what was spoken here and use it and walk in the empowerment of this word, they will see results. I believe it. I believe it, and I thank you for it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this. And I thank you, Lord, that we're just going to rout out some devils tonight, Father, in a few minutes here. We'll go after the enemy. Was a stronger than the strong man's anointing. We have a stronger man than the strong man. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just pray people get hungry to walk in that kind of anointing, Father. I pray for them tonight, Father. Give them a hunger. Give them a thirst. Just say, I'm hungry for you, Lord. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Fill me up to overflowing. Just say it. Just say it. Repeat it after me. Lord, I'm hungry for you. I want more of you. I want this heavenly strong man anointing to remove the strong man, the lion strong man. Amen. And I will remove that strong man. I will strip him of his armor and plunder my house and other people's houses too as you let me, Lord, as you lead me. In Jesus' name. And I will put the high praises of God in my mouth. I praise you, Lord, right now for it. I glorify your name. I lift you up. I will pick up the two-edged sword. Just pick it up. I will pick up the two-edged sword. I will get to know my weapon. Amen. I'm not, you know, we just thank you, Lord, that people don't go into battle not knowing their weapon. I mean, we got to know our weapon of war, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. This is your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the life-giving word, Lord, that it's like you speaking it to us, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So it's the right now word. When we read it under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, it's like it just comes alive in our hands when we're reading it. I know it does in mine. It's come alive on the inside. Because the Holy Spirit is there quickening that word to us, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the quickening of the word anointing. We thank you for all the different anointings that you've given us that are available to us as believers today. We thank you for a praise and worship anointing. Lord, we thank you for a warring anointing. We thank you for a plunder the strong man anointing, Lord. We thank you for a deliverance anointing. We thank you for a discernment of spirits anointing. We thank you for a sign and wonder anointing. Yes, Lord, a signs and wonders and miracles anointing. We thank you for a healing anointing today. Lord, we thank you for all these precious anointings. Lord, the blessing anointing. We go around and bless people. Oh, hallelujah. There's so many anointings. The hugging anointing, to hug people and they feel the presence of God when we hug them in a holy hug. People need that. They need an anointed hug. So many. I wish I could give all of you an anointed hug tonight, but we're here doing it by distance here. But I would if I could. But we love you and appreciate you listening. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. And appreciate each one of you that listens here tonight. And Lord, bless you. We're going to take a little short intermission and we'll come back and we will cast out some devils. In Jesus' name, amen. So get yourself ready to have that strong man bound and removed, his armor removed, and then the strong man removed. Yeah. Amen. We just deal with it all here. But we'll deal with some of it. We don't have time to deal with it all. It takes more time than we have tonight. But we deal with what we can deal with tonight.
Remember at the table, 15 children and just one daddy. Now the daddies don't want children, or at most just one or two. I remember how they used the old church house for a school. Now the schools won't let a Bible pass inside their chilly door. They know it's growing cold, and salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. Remember when the babies were delivered by the doctors. Now the doctors all are surgeons, making doors where doors don't go. I remember when the children were instructed by their parents. Now the TV is the parents, teaching violence and crime. Salvation is slipping through their fingers. As they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know it's growing. Slipping through their fingers as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. Yes, as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told.
All right, let's go after that devil. In Jesus' name. We come against those spirits in your palace right now. We bind the strong man right now. We bind you. We're stronger than you, devil. And so we bind you up in chains. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we come against your armaments, all of them. Yeah, you're armed, but your arms are coming out in Jesus' name. Every one of them. In Jesus' name, that deceiving, deceitfulness spirit, you come out of there. Deceitfulness, come out. Deceiving spirit, deceitfulness, deceiving others through the person you're in. We rebuke that spirit of deceitfulness in Jesus' name. The spirit of deceitfulness, come out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out. We break your hold. We break the generational curses of deceitfulness that is going on in the family line, deceiving other people, trying to appear as something you're not. Come out. All that deceitfulness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, deceitful spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I break your hold. We break the generational spirits. We cast you out. And we spoil the strong man's house right now in Jesus' name. Come out of there. 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 All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we condense that rejection, that fear of being rejected too. Come out. All the way out. Rejection. Come out. 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 Come out, 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 come out of there. That rejection spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All that rejection and fear of rejection that holds you back, it just is a hindrance to your closeness to the Lord, a hindrance to your moving ahead. All those rejection spirits, come out. Rejection, rejection by father, rejection by mother, rejection by girlfriend, boyfriend, all rejection spirits, come out. Come out, 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 rejection. All the way up out of there. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. Move. All that rejection. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. Up out of there. All the way up out of there. All those rejection spirits. Go, 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 go. Fear of being rejected. Fear that people won't like you. Fear that people are going to reject you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. We break that curse right now. The fear that you're less than other people, just feeling that you're less than others. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, that you're not good as they are. You're not good enough. Come out. That lying devil lied to you, kept you snared and hindered by these things. You come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. That spirit of less than. Come out in Jesus' name. Less than others. Come out, 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 come out. All that guilt too, you come out feeling guilty when you haven't even done anything. All that guilt and guilt because you have done something too. Oh, the devil likes to beat you with guilt when you've done something and when you haven't done nothing. You know, he'll still try to beat you with guilt, make you feel like you've done something wrong when you haven't done something wrong. You're feeling guilty. You don't know why you're feeling guilty. You just feel guilty because that's a demon. And we come against that spirit of guilt right now. All those guilt spirits come out in the name of Jesus right now. We rebuke guilt. We rebuke the spirits of guilt and command you to come out in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. We're coming in with a stronger anointing than you have, devil. We're coming in with an anointing that you can't even copy. You can't even create that kind of an anointing because it comes from the Father, and you're separated from the Father. You're living in darkness and death. You cannot have what the Father has. You cannot have these kind of anointings that Christians have because you're not a Christian. You're not a person that's in the heavens anymore. I mean, you're not in before the throne of God. You come as an outsider. If you do get to come still, you come as an outsider. You don't come in the heavenly anointing. You don't come with light and life. And you come with death and darkness. Yeah, but we rebuke you, devil. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All that guilt, all that ungodly guilt, come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all that guilt. We rebuke your guilt. The Lord rebuke your guilt. Go, angel, sword that guilt. Chase it out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All that selfishness spirit, you come out. Self-centeredness, selfishness, come out. Come out, always focused on self, always about you. Everything's about you when it should be about Jesus. Come out. All the way out, all that selfishness, go, 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 out, 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 out of there, up and out, go. All those selfish spirits, come out in Jesus' name, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out of there, up and out of there, in the name above every name, you got to go, demon. You got to come out, up and out, all the way out. All those selfish spirits, come out, 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 come out. All those religious spirits, come out. All those spirits from prior to being born again that came in through a cult. Maybe you were a Jehovah Witness. Maybe you were a Christian Scientist. Maybe you were a Mormon. Maybe you were one of the other cults. And you come out of there right now. Go, go, go. All those false religious spirits, go, go. Those false religions, those cult spirits. Maybe you were a Buddhist. Maybe you were a New Ager. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Buddhism, come out, Hindu spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, all those unholy spirits, come out, unholy religions, unholy fake religions, come out, 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 those worldly religions, those counterfeit religion spirits, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out of there. Up and out of there in Jesus' name. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. Catholicism too. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go. Now I know some Catholics are born again, but there are a whole lot of them that are not. I think there are more that are not than those that are. So come out of there all the way out. All those Catholic spirits. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way out, all the way up out of there. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, all those Catholic spirits, come out. Oh, I've had those spirits talk to me, them ungodly Catholic spirits. We were casting some out. That one woman, them spirits were just talking all kind of garbage to me. They're just lying devils. That's how deep the person was in deception to Catholicism. They were defending it. They didn't want to let go of those spirits. Those spirits were speaking up loud, but we just kept on attacking them. They had to go. These have to go too. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. All those rock music, country music, all the ungodly music spirits, you come out of there right now. Come on, all those lot things that you brought along with you, bringing that lot along after getting born again. You got to go now. Come out, come out, come out, come out. The ungodly music, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. Up and out in Jesus' name. Up and out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All those ungodly music spirits, come out. Come out, those soul ties to the ungodly music. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break those soul ties with the ungodly music. Come out in Jesus' name right now. All the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the soul ties with the ungodly music of this world that you have, the ungodly soul ties, the addiction, the lust for the music of the world. You come out of there all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go up and out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Move up out of there all the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. Go, 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 come out. Come on, come out, come out all the way. Keep moving up and out all the way out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you tonight. You got to go. Keep going. Keep going up out of there. We're talking to you, devil. Now move. Move. These people don't want you anymore. Now go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. The spirit of being distracted all the time. You try to read the word, you get distracted. You try to pray, you get distracted. Those spirits of distraction, you come out. Always trying to distract you from the things of God. From going in deeper, getting more of God, getting filled with God. Come out, distraction, come out. All that distraction, you might just go to sleep. That's how distracted you get. You go to sleep, and you don't go to sleep when you watch your TV. You don't go to sleep when you're doing your favorite thing in the world. Why do you go to sleep when you're seeking God? Yeah, you know, because there's resistance. Uh-huh. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, go. There's devils involved. come out, 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 distraction demons, come out. We break the curse of all that distraction, that family distraction, those spirits that have distracted your family for years. We come against that distraction in you. Come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Up and out. Take a few deep calls. Get these spirits moving now. All the way out. Some deep breath. Let them go. Come out in the breath. Come out in the cough. Come out in the yawns, the burp, the sighs, the scream. Just come out. All the way out. All the way out. Come 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 out. Bitterness. Come out. Bitter spirits. Unforgiving spirits. Come out. 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 Out of there right now. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, go. Come out. Come out, come out, keep coming out, keep coming out. You lying devils, we bind the straw man. You have to go now. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. The cluttered mind, just have such a cluttered mind, you can't focus on the things of God. Come out, the emotional clutter. Come on, all the way out, the mental clutter, cluttered up brain. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out, clutter. Come out, clutter in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. Emotional, mental clutter. Come out, come out. Brain fog, too. Your mind's all fogged up with demons. We break the power of that brain fog and that fogging devil. You come out of there. The fog in the mind. Come out. Come out, 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 come out of there. All that fog, all that mental fog, brain fog, come out. In the name of Jesus, a dark cloud over the mind. You come out of the mind right now, having a dark cloud over your mind. Come out of the mind in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind you, break your hold, I break your control over the people's mind. They have mind control going on. We rebuke that mind control over the mind. In Jesus' name, demons controlling the mind, you come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, mind control. We break that mind control. We break that mind control now. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Up and out, up and out, up and out. We break that mind control. In Jesus' name, we break the curse of mind control over your mind right now. This is my mind. No devil going to control it in Jesus' name, right? But the Holy Spirit, we'll allow the Holy Spirit to control it. We'll allow the Lord to control it. But we're letting the demons control our mind. So we rebuke mind control and demonic mind control. Go right now. Move in Jesus' name. Move and keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving all the way out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out, all that resentment in there, resentment, resentful towards other people in your life where you've grown resentful, you come out of there right now. Come out, all that resentment, go, 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 resentment, come out, resentment, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of depression. Getting depressed, moodiness, going up and down, being like on a roller coaster, the moodiness in your life. You come against that moodiness now. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, all that moodiness, come out. All that moody spirit, come out. All that depression, come out. We break the curse of depression, generational depression. You come out of there too. All that depression spirit, come out, out, out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out, depression, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. In Jesus' name, you got to go. You got to go. All that depression, all that discouragement, come out, come out, come out. Walking in discouragement, come out. We rebuke that discouragement in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. That spiritual discouragement from the enemy, that attack, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out, discouragement. Come out, discouragement. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go. go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. Come out of it. Up and out, up and out. All that spirit of heaviness that's hanging over your mind, we rebuke that spirit of heaviness. We bind the straw man in Jesus' name. We cast you out. You spirit of heaviness, you come out of there. You don't have to live in a spirit of heaviness all the time. We rebuke that. That's a lie of the devil. Come out, heaviness, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, heaviness, in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Come out, heaviness. You spirit of heaviness, you're a liar. We break the power of your lie to this person that's dealing with this heaviness. You come out right now. Go, go, these persons. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. We come against a fragmented mind, fragmented because you've had sex with so many individuals and formed so many soul ties in your lifetime. And we break the curse of all these sexual relationships. We break the curse and we break that fragmented mind off of you and break those soul ties off of you. Send their souls back to them, the little fragments that you've left with them. We call them back to you and we break the power of the spirit of fragmented mind. Come out of there. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. We break the power of those soul ties from being, having sex and becoming one flesh with all these different individuals. We command those soul tie spirits to come out. We cut, sever, break them in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We break and cancel all connections between you and those different people that are not your mate right now. We break the power of those soul ties, to break the control of those soul ties that make you think longingly for them at times or think of them from time to time with thoughts, sometimes pleasant thoughts, sometimes thoughts that are not so pleasant, but simply because there's a tie there. And we cut and sever that tie. We send the angels right now to cut and sever that tie in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, all the fragmented mind, spirit. Go. Restore their mind, Lord. All the fragmented mind. Go. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the spirit of I'm going crazy, you come out. Insanity, come out. We break the curse of insanity right now. Come out. Think I'm going crazy. Think I'm losing it. You come out. That's a lie of the devil. Come out. Come out. That's a spirit talking. Come out, insanity. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Going crazy, spirit. Come out. 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 If you ever said, you gave him permission. If you ever said, I think I'm losing it, or I think I'm going crazy, or something along those lines, you just opened the door to a demon. You gave him permission. Yeah, you gave in to the temptation. You said it. You opened the door. Demons attack. Come out. All the way out. Come out. I'm going crazy, spirits. Come out. 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 Take a few calls. Get a movie. All the way out. All the way out. Get them out. All the way out. They have to go. We have a stronger anointing than they do. You have to bow your knee, demons, and come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, that spirit of blaming somebody or taking the blame. You're just ate up with the blame, or you're blaming someone else for your woes in life or whatever it may be. We rebuke that spirit of blame. Got to let it go in Jesus' name. Come out, blame. Or are you taking the blame and people are blaming you when you didn't rightfully deserve to be blamed? We command that spirit that torments you with blame to come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All that blame, spirit. All that blame. All the guilt that goes with the blame. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, all of you lying devils, you come out of there now. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come 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 out. Up and out in Jesus' name. Oh, my, we're running out of time here. Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this deliverance time tonight, Father. We ask you to seal this deliverance that people have received. And, Lord, they will keep what they got. They'll keep the ground that they take. And Lord, they will maintain the ground and they will continue to take more and more will continue to go. And they will become freer and freer as they continue on the pathway of deliverance, Father, in their life. Father, we thank you that you are the deliverer, the mighty one, and we give you all the praise and glory, and we seal this deliverance now in Jesus' name for those who have received deliverance tonight, Father. And we ask you to bless every person that's listened to the program tonight. Bless them, Lord, with a life of victory. Bless them with the authority of heaven that they have, that they will walk in it, Father, and be bold as a lion, Father. The righteous are bold as a lion. We are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Paul said in Romans chapter 1, for it is the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that power, Lord. Thank you for that forgiveness. Thank you for that grace today. As we go, we are just going out thanking you for all your blessings. Jesus' name. Amen. So if you'd like to email me, theoasis1@localnet.com, or if you'd like to go to our website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com, theoasiscommunitychurch.com, or you can email us at theoasis1@localnet.com. We thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week. God bless you. The Lord be with you, and we rejoice that you are here. Bye-bye.
Lord, I am the work of your hand. I was not, and now I am alive, living in depth of my soul. There is nothing you don't know. You love me for who I am. My whole life is in your plan. I am yours from the beginning. I am yours. I am yours forever. Everything I have, everything I do, nothing is my own, it all belongs to you. I want to tell you how much you mean to me. I lay down my life and worship you forever. I am yours from the beginning. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours forever. I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours from the beginning. I am yours. And I will follow you. I want to bring glory to you, Lord. We'll glorify your name and help me to believe. Help me to obey. And I will follow you. I will follow. Lord, I am the work of your hands. I was not and now I am. Alive, living and breathing, you spoke and gave me life. You searched the depths of my soul. There is nothing you don't know. You love.
Man, I am yours, Lord. I don't belong to me, I belong to him. Yeah, all right, so. Well, we are done for another week, but this is Don't Let Go of Believing the Promises of the Lord. I know there's some things that haven't happened yet, some things that you've prayed for. But, you know, as long as they line up with the word of God, I mean, you know, God's not willing that any should perish. If you're praying for a loved one, don't let go till you see the manifestation. And sometimes it takes a while, but nevertheless, Jesus loves you, hears your prayer, hears your cry. And don't think that it doesn't go noticed when you cry out to God and you ask the Father in Jesus' name. So keep holding fast. The answer comes. Amen. Amen. Don't let go. In Jesus' name. All right. Well, we love you. Good night. We'll see you back next week. Lord willing. And he is, I believe. So bye-bye now.